In leading up to tonight, we've been counting down the commandments throughout Lent. So we started with 9 and 10, and we're working our way down to the first commandment. So tonight we're on the fourth commandment. Actually, I'm going to share this. I should have asked Miss Kelly, but I'm going to do it anyways, and I'll apologize in advance. Miss Kelly was wanting to switch with me because of the way I had the commandments listed. Honoring authority, you don't necessarily pick out that that's going to be about the fourth commandment and honoring father and mother so much just by that kind of a title. And the title that I had for last week's service, I don't even remember what that was.
It was like be kind.
Oh, kind and loving, which was the transverse of what we were talking about. It was thou shalt not murder. So she was wanting to have a service talking about being kind and loving instead of dealing with, because honoring authority is kind of like a big kind of task to try and, how do we talk about that with kids? And then we talked about it. I said, well, you realize that actually you'd be talking about murder if you're doing it with the other one switching. And she said, no, we'll stick with family. That works. So, yeah, I agree. It was great. And they did, you did great. They're great. This was awesome. When I thought of this, one of the things that came to mind for me with the idea of working backwards on the commandments when we got to this commandment is as we're honoring that authority, we're really, what we're doing is we're showing respect. And that's where I get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Okay, if you don't go to Queen Aretha Franklin, something's wrong right there, all right? let me tell you, before that, it was written by Otis Redding, who did it a whole different way. But properly, the Queen Aretha Franklin took over that, and just fantastic as far as the thought behind. That's what I want from you. That's what you want from me. That's what we need to give to each other. And that works so well with our children, because if we don't show them respect and we don't model respect, obviously we're not going to get the respect back. And that works in every other way. And the primary place where we can show that respect for them is in honoring others, because they're going to show or going to follow what we show them, you know, the lead by example more so than the words. Because let me tell you, I know trying to do what I say, not what I do, doesn't work. They follow what we do. And if we're being a people that are respectful to those in authority over us, that's what we teach them. And it starts with something as easy as adults, we understand we have to give a honest day's work for an honest day's pay. So if we're contracted or paid to work so many hours a day and we get paid for that amount, then we need to give 100% of our effort to that work. Because if we don't, we're slacking off, we're lazy or that and not doing the work, then we're really cheating the employer, and we're not showing respect to those that have authority in that particular instance over us. And then our parents, and again with our kids, we've got to show respect. The biggest place of all, of course, is with God. And if we don't model that respect with God, then they're not going to learn it either. If we don't show respect in our life, in worship, in prayer, in devotions, and they're not going to learn it. And this is the opportunity that, as parents, you have to work with them. To say the Lord's Prayer with them at night, to read Bible stories to them, to help them. We have someone in the back row over here that was pre-K last year, and I won't give out any names. I'm not going to rat her out entirely, but I'm looking straight at her. She was singing some of the songs you were singing because she remembers some of those from last year. And don't you? Okay. She remembers those songs. And so it's with her. She still knows them even from last year. And that's what we want. We want to carry over that faith. It's not just while they're here at Holy Cross Preschool. It's something that we want to know that they've got years later in life. And for us as adults, that's where it starts for them. If we're not teaching it to them and showing it to them, they're not going to have it. So if we want them to have respect for God, we show respect for God. And in that, it is also important that we learn to live and we learn to see and we learn to follow this Savior, Jesus. Because we're about to celebrate Easter and His resurrection. And that's what it's all about for us. That's why we come together tonight. And that's why we have a church-led preschool, is because of a Savior named Jesus and what He did for us. And the fact that all these things I say we need to do, I failed at every single one of them. At various times in my life, I failed every single place that I can possibly fail. I failed in these things that I've talked about already tonight. I've not always given a full day's work for a full day's pay. I have not always modeled the faith the way I should model the faith. I've not always spoken well of my parents. You know, so I haven't always led by that example either, but I'm forgiven. I know that. And I know that you are too. And as long as we have faith in Jesus, and that's what we need to really make sure that they know. Yeah, we're not perfect either, but we are forgiven. And as long as we have faith, we have that promise and that guarantee. Jesus, his death, his resurrection, earned it for me. He earned it for you. He earned it for all of us. Yes. We love Jesus?
Yes.
Do we love Jesus?
Yes.
When we pray in chapel, I always start the prayer and I say a few words and then the kids repeat after me. And I'm going to invite y'all to do that with me tonight, okay, for my closing prayer here. I thank you for being up here and for sharing the words about Jesus and about God with us. There's one last thing I want us to do, and that's with this commandment. There is a meaning to this commandment that helps us to understand it a little more deeply. And I'd like to have us read that together. And it's just the fourth commandment says, "You shall not murder." And the question is, what does that mean? Would you read that with me? We should fear and love God, so that we do not despise or anger our parents or other authorities, but honor them, serve and obey them, love and cherish them. And that's what we seek to do with God. Love and obey, serve and cherish Him. And that's what we want children to, the reason we ask for them to obey is because that's going to keep them out of trouble. We're trying to protect them. We're trying to keep them safe. And I mean, we don't come up with crazy rules. All right, well, maybe sometimes just for fun. But we don't come up with crazy rules for the kids to obey just to make them obey crazy rules. No, we're out there to teach them, to help them grow and to help them mature and to care for them. And so, I mean, show them love, show them respect, and that's what we expect back from them the same way. And that's what we have from God. God showed us love and respect long before we ever showed it to Him. That's the model for us. We have to show it first to our children as well. And so I encourage you, keep the faith, keep up the forgiveness too for each other. And even with our kids, when we mess up, it's okay to say, "I messed up and I'm sorry," to even our children. I'll tell you one more secret. It's not really a secret after I tell it, is it? Oh, well, I'll tell it and it won't be a secret. When my child was young, I can remember times having to do, and I'm talking under the age of two young, so just not quite ready here, but having to feed him at times when mom wasn't home from a meeting or work herself, and I was the one in taking care of my son and trying to get him to eat some of these things that I knew he was not going to want to eat. I wouldn't want to eat them. I mean, who calls this stuff strained peas or green beans anyways? And he's got it on his face and he's crying because he don't want to eat it. I'm crying because I'm trying to make him eat it and he's not eating it. And I'm saying, "I'm sorry, you got to eat, you have to eat." And I quit saying I was sorry when he was after 2 years old, because I knew that he understood the words "I'm sorry" and he'd think I wasn't the perfect parent anymore. So, yeah. I had to make sure he knew from then on that I was the perfect parent. Yeah. The perfect parent is going to be the one that says, "I'm sorry." That's what the perfect parent is going to be. So we do that too. Let's pray, shall we? Pray with me. Okay. Can you say after me? All right. Ready? Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
Help us, Jesus.
Help us, Jesus.
To honor you.
To honor you.
To love you.
To love you.
To listen to you.
And follow you.
Help us, Jesus,
to honor our parents,
to love them, to
trust them always.
Help us, Jesus,
to follow our teachers
and listen to them as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.